to the mandate you gave them, oh God, to start this call. Father, with so much on their plates, they have made room for you, my God. And Father, so we ask that you continue to bless them, that you continue to strengthen them, that you continue to give them wisdom, that you continue to shower them with your love, your protection, and your favor. Lord, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a word that we know is straight from the throne room of heaven. Father, we ask that, we thank you that you've already anointed the word, that they've already will bring a word in due season that we need to hear. So, Father, we ask that you just continue to hide them behind the cross and let it be all of you and none of them, that we be enriched, enhanced, and empowered through the word of God. Now, God, we pray that you bless their family, that you bless their going out and the speakers coming in. And, Father, whatever the speaker's hand touch, let it prosper therein. And, oh, my God, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Lord, you know what's on their plate today, and I know that they have already given their schedules to you. So, Father, we ask that you have your will and your way as we go about this day, doing those things that you have purposed us to do, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Satan, you are not welcome on this call, you nor your cohorts. So this call is going forth with clarity because I commanded to do so in the name of Jesus. And this call is covered by the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise and we call it done in Jesus' name, the name that never, ever, ever loses its power. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I truly love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, Minister Cynthia. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good morning, Minister Willa. Well, and as always, thank you for greeting us this morning. And God be the glory Tuesday. And starting out with that powerful prayer, we certainly appreciate you so much. Minister Rosalind, you've done it again. Oh, we give thanks. We give all the thanks to him this morning. Oh, come, let us adore him. Hallelujah, this morning. Good. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be your host this morning. Let me just share a little bit about our call, which started in October 2010 by two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Those ladies, hallelujah. Like I say, I'm just smiling this morning. They certainly made my life just so beautiful. Well, we have a scripture that we stand on, and it's 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Well, we do. I just love this mission statement. To enrich, to enhance, empower beliefs as they begin their day. Hallelujah. As we begin our day. So we are just so grateful this morning. And, you know, I tell you, as I said, those two co-founders, this has made us a smorgasbord. So we have a website. And the website is www.masterscall.net. www.masterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that website as the bio of our speakers. So go out and look at, share it, just read it. We all there. I think that's a beautiful thing. The theme for this year in 2019, God's hand, justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will be clearly be seen. Amen? Amen. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Willard did, and as yours truly, Cynthia Cox, the host, we will share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And the co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And so, our phenomenal company, we just are so grateful to be connected. That's how we all came to be connected, this phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. We are now called Artists Life. Great products to help the world. become healthy, and you can become wealthy, and you also can share this information with everyone. We don't want you to keep it to yourself. You need to share. Well, let's just say we have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of our artists, wonderful artists' products. And that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. But I just want to say we want everyone to connect. If you have the service of T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, well, they have a bypass number that you call first, and you follow the prompts. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and you will be connected with us today. Today is Tuesday, Presidential Tuesday, so as I said to you, call in and listen to the information. We have some great leaders that are doing some wonderful things. They're just really keeping us all connected, and I just want to say, each and everyone, please stay in touch. Stay connected with your back office. What's up app? They send us something out all the time. I know it's on my phone, so you guys connect there so you can stay in touch with what we have here. So we're so grateful this morning. Well, you know, I'm just going to stop right now because we have an awesome pastor going to give us a word this morning from the throne. We are so grateful to be able to share. I'm able to share with you. Well, she's no stranger to this call, and I just wanted to share a little about her. And so, well, as I shared with you before, you can go to themasterscall.net and you can look at her bio, because she has an extensive bio, and if I tried to read it, she would not be able to bring the message. So I'm going to just do some highlights on her. Well, Co-Pastor LaVonya Lewis stands on the scriptures, Matthew 11 and 12. The kingdom of heaven suffers violently, and the violence is taken by force. Amen. She was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, on August the 1st, 1979, to a single teenage mother. She was a youth pastor, together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis. Pastor LaVonya has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor. She served under her great-grandmother, Pastor Alma Gaston. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, where she received her bachelor's degree in human services. And she is also I just love to hear her voice. She is really awesome. And she's just doing some great things here. As I look at her bio here on our site right now, she has a successful radio ministry, travel and preaching gospel, training youth people to live life of adolescence, and prepare those who are called to preach, to teach, and to how to live in the life they preach about. She's a wife, a mother, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor. Oh, well, it's pastor and a friend. So without further ado, let me introduce to some and present to others none other than our co-pastor, Pastor LaVonya Lewis. How are you out there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away. Thank you.
Excellent. We thank and praise God for this wonderful call. We thank and praise God for all of you who take such pride in making sure it is excellent. And for those of you who start your morning off on this call saying, look, I need some word in me before I get my day started, I am Pastor LaVonya Lewis, all the way from the other side of the desert, the Mojave Desert, as we say, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Proud to be coming to you this morning as I look out into my windows. The sun has not risen yet. We know that our sun, the sun that we worship so dearly, that God's Son has risen for us. So I come today, and I want to speak to you and encourage your heart this morning. And I'll be coming from John 15. And I always say it's a little tough to preach to scholars, and I know many of you on this call, you know this word inside and out. But we're going to glean a little something from this very familiar passage, and I pray that it encourages your heart and it gets you thinking, it gets you worshiping, it gets you started for your day. And we're just going to focus for just for this next 10 to 15 minutes on the verses 1 through 4. And I'll read that in your hearing. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And it said, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. 3 says, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. 4 says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. And so I just want to say for your hearing, Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for giving us the power to listen and hear and be revelated by your words. Now, God, let this word illuminate in our spirits. Let this word just magnify in us, and let us see something in this we have never seen before that calls us to get into a deeper revelation of you. Expose yourself to us now, God. In your name, God, we pray. Amen, or as my grandmama would say, it is so. We're looking at John 15, and here John is writing, and he is talking to us relationally about the vine and the true vine and our relationship to that true vine. And I'm so excited because I don't know if you know it or not. Now, you ought to know it because you're a believer and you've been in this thing for a little while. But for those of you who may be new to your relationship with the Lord or new to this relationship of being a believer, Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. And he wants to have a rich relationship with you. And he says, listen, let me tell you what my responsibility is. And let me tell you what your responsibility is. And though we know John is known as the disciple who loved the Lord. And so we see all through this chapter where John is talking about this relationship, this love thing that we have. And he uses a wonderful example that we can all understand. We all understand that being a husband and being a dresser. And so we understand those terms. But he also talks to us in another term using the vineyard and using a vine as an example, as he's talking about this talk that Jesus had with them. So we look at, if we go back to chapter 14, chapter 14 is going to talk to us about the disciples leaving the upper room, and they're headed to the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus will pray later on. It's the powerful prayer he prays before he is crucified. And so he begins to speak these words to them. So it's basically in this chapter is him giving them another discussion, like, let me give you some more of me because I'm soon to leave you, and I need you to understand this before you understand anything else. Amen. And so he says, and look, in this picture he gives us, he says, look, I want you to understand. He probably was walking. Let me paint the picture. He probably was walking down the countryside, and he saw, because around this time, theologians suspect that it may be mid-April, the vines and the grapevines would be beginning to blossom. And it's a promise of a fresh harvest, but it hasn't happened yet. So it's a lot of care being given to the vines. And so the Lord probably took this time as time to say, look, I can use this as a parable. This you'll understand, because we're walking by it, you see it. You know, I can catch the visual and the auditory learner. Look at what I'm trying to tell you. What I want you to see is that I am going to be with you, and I'm going to be a blessing to you, and I am going to carry the responsibility of caring for you. If you look at the scripture where he talks to him, he says, look, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to look at the vine. I'm going to prune the vine. I'm going to take care of you. You just got to be attached and grafted. You have got to understand that, look, I want what's best for you, and I'm looking after you, and I'm taking care of you. And sometimes we feel like, you know, we have been left aside. Sometimes we feel like, is God attending to my earnest plea? Does he see what I'm going through? Does he understand what's happening with me? And so here John begins to explain to us and say, look, the Lord is talking to us, and he says that he has a genuineness, and he is for us, and he is the husbandman. Matter of fact, meaning he's the gardener. He's the one who has the responsibility of taking care of it. The Heavenly Father is letting us know, look, if you just be in me and I in you, we can make this thing happen. Now, here we're talking at this about being connected to the vine. A lot of times we feel as though we can do this thing on our own, and we can make things happen on our own. And what we got to understand is that the Lord is telling us here, you've got to be connected to me. We honor connections. I know I honor the connection of being with you all, and that, you know, Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa are my sisters, my big sisters. I honor that connection. But there is no greater connection, come on, than the connection that we have with the true vine. There's no connection that we have that's better than being attached to the husbandman, who knows how to look after every need, who knows how to look after even our wants and our desires. He knows how to prune our heart. He knows that if we were left to just grow, if you see a vine, I don't know if you've ever seen a vine that's not been cared for, if it begins to just grow on its own, it'll begin to grow wild. It'll grow all over the place. And the problem with that is it grows wild. It exposes the buds of the grapes to the sun, and yet not to the water, because nobody's caring for it, and it begins to get burnt up. The last thing we want is for our fruit to be burned. Now, we know what the fruit is. If we go back to Galatians 5:22, it tells us about our fruit, the love and peace and gentleness and meekness and long-suffering and patience. That's our fruit. And listen, you know the fruit, the tree, I mean, by the fruit that's on the tree. Amen? So what the Lord has said is, look, I need you to bear fruit because your fruit reflects back onto me. Now, you can't say that this is an orange tree, but you're looking like a bunch of lemons. Now, we got to reflect on the tree. And so the Lord said, look, I know what kind of fruit you should be bearing, and I'm going to prune you. If you don't bear fruit, I'm going to take it away. But if you bear fruit, I will prune you. And listen, he says, I've already cleaned you because of the word that I've spoken to you. Look, as I speak to you, there's time that the Lord will speak to you, and not everything he says to us we like to hear, because pruning don't always feel good. I don't know about y'all, but I can imagine watching. I used to watch my grandmother in her garden, and she cut away things that shouldn't be on the trees and on the buds that have died off, and pull all the weeds out the ground. That don't look like that feels good, but she knows that stuff got to be put away in order for her harvest to be ripe and to be ready and to be healthy. And so there's sometimes when we'll go through a pruning season, and as we go through the pruning season, we seem like we're losing things. We seem like things are being taken away from us. It seems like, you know, this is being cut away and that's being cut away. And can I just challenge you this morning that I want you to just give God a wholehearted praise and worship for the times that things left you, for the things that was taken from you, for the times you had no. Can I just let you know that rejection is direction, and that there's times where rejection is even protection? There's times the Lord said, look, you wanted this, but look, I got this for you. Because if I would have let you grow on your own, it would have been wild. It would have burnt up your fruit. Look, you love the way you love now because of the pruning. You got long suffering like you have now because of the pruning. You got patience like you have now because of the pruning. Can I even just challenge you to believe you even have joy you have now because of the pruning? My God, we thank you for the pruning, God. Thank you for cutting away. He says, because if you abide in me and I in you, look, as the branch can't bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. He's talking. He says, listen, I need you to be connected to me, not just attached, but abiding in me. There's a difference between the two. And as I was researching and studying this, and the Lord began to speak that to me, he said, daughter, you could be attached and not abiding. And I was like, what do you mean, my God? And he gave me the example of the tree. He said, there's branches that are attached to my tree that ain't bearing no fruit because they're not abiding in the tree. There's branches that's not getting abiding in me. I'm so connected that I'm getting the source of what the tree is getting. Whatever root, the fruit, I mean, whatever the root is getting, whatever the water and the sun and the things that nurtures the tree, the branches that are abiding on the tree will actually get that nutrition too. But there's some times with a good old wind, you know how you can tell what's attached and what's abiding? It's just because I'm attached don't mean I'm attached on good. I know that's not proper English. That's not appropriate grammar. And that's, you know, you say you're a teacher, now you're talking bad. But listen, my grandmama said everything attached ain't on good. And so sometimes, you know how you can tell the difference? A good storm will come through, and a good wind will come through, and a good old hard breeze will come through. And as soon as that storm comes through, you'll wake up that next day, and you'll go outside, and you'll see branches on the ground. Now, how is not the whole tree knocked over? And there's still branches on the tree, but I see branches on the ground. That's the difference between branches that were attached but not abiding. You got to be careful and check your connection. Am I just sitting up here looking pretty? I'm sitting on the tree and I look like the other branches, and I look like I'm connected. There's some folk that look like they're connected, but a good old storm will come through. I wanted to ask you this question. How come you still on the tree? After all you've been through, after all you suffered, all the deaths in the family, all the losses, your business not moving like you think it should. Come on, you thought by now you'd be a millionaire, and you're not yet. You thought you'd be further along, and you're not there yet. How come you still abiding? How come you still attached and connected? Because you didn't make sure and said, look, I don't care what storm comes. One day in your mind, you made up and said, I don't care what storm comes, God. I don't care what wind blows. I don't care what rain or snow or frost comes. I am abiding in you. I'm going to get the nutrients you got for me. I'm going to stick and stay through the pruning. I'm going to stick and stay through the storm. Because, God, look, I know that you know what's best for me, and I know your word is true, and your word said if I abide in you and you abide in me, then I'm going to bear much fruit. My God, hey, hallelujah. I'm excited about the fruit that you bared in 2019, but guess what? I'm even more excited about the fruit that you're about to bear as we finish 19 and we go into a whole new decade. I'm excited about the people on this phone call and how you are about to bear more fruit. Keep abiding. Keep abiding. Because he tells us, he says, look, I'm the vine. You are the branches. Abide in me. And if you go on to finish reading verse 8 said, look, my Father's glorified when you bear fruit. So I just come to tell y'all as I leave this call, abide in him. Stay close to him. Don't leave the tree, because you're getting ready to bear more fruit, and your fruit is for the picking. Somebody's watching you, and they need to eat up off your love and your joy and your long-suffering and your patience. Amen. Y'all be blessed. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Hallelujah, Pastor Lavonia Lewis. That was so profound. That was such a powerful message. Oh, Lord, we have to stay connected. I always love that. I believe in that so wholehearted. Stay connected. We must and abide in him. So we want to thank you for that word. But after a few words, we're going to come back, announcements, and you can close us out in a benediction. Let us pray and pray over all our prayer requests. Dear God, we praise you this morning, steadfast, leaving to us, even when we are faithful, and you are faithful, hallelujah, abide in you. We thank you for Pastor Lavonia for that powerful message this morning, Lord Jesus. John 5:1-14, keep us connected, stay connected with it, and follow direction. We thank you this morning. Lord, we ask you to fill Pastor Lavonia up of blessing after blessing after blessing. She poured out such a powerful word this morning, Lord. We can't thank her enough this morning. We bless you with overflow of blessing this morning. We thank you for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weathers, for this call so that we all stay connected. All by, I'm so grateful this morning for sharing this call with you. I am so grateful for the prayer warriors and everyone that comes here to help us to move forward. I'm praising God this morning. I'm praising him. I'm just shouting all over this place this morning. We want to pray for every prayer warrior, guest, and artist distributor, and customers that join us this morning. Special prayer for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, and Mother Eleanor, and Mother Scott. We give them praise. They are definitely our major oxygen core. We pray for the sick and shut in. This is the nursing home, hospitals this morning. The prisoners, Lord Jesus, just go by and touch them this morning. Father God, we pray for every bereaving family. Cover them like you never covered before. They certainly do need you this morning, Father God. God, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me just say to you this morning, we do have this powerful call. You need to listen. You need to share. Just go out and share with everyone this morning. Put on your Facebook, social media, and make sure everyone listen to this morning so they stay connected. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. New motivation call is right after this call. We do have some great leaders that's going to be doing. Manager Artemis Booker will be doing hosting, and we have a special guest is Xavier Candide Moses will be speaking to you this morning. So plug into that call right after this call, and thank you again, Minister Willow, for everything, for greeting us this morning, opening us up in that powerful car. We also want to thank Minister Rosalind for her praise and worship this morning. So we are so grateful for this call. Just stay connected, everyone. Thank you, Ms. Pastor, co-founder, Pastor Castle Lavonia. Thank you for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in the benediction, please?
Father, we thank you. We come before you with honor and glory, and we thank you for the word that you have imparted in our spirits, Lord, that we have made a determination to abide in you. We thank you for being the husbandman, the vine dresser. We thank you, Lord, for being the gardener of our souls, Lord. We thank you that you keep us focused, and Lord, as long, no matter what's going on, no matter what storm comes our way, as long as we make the determination to stay abiding in you, God, you will bring more fruit. Bless your name for the fruit. Bless your name for the fruit of this call and for those who are so faithful as we go about our day. Bless us, God, to give you glory in everything we do. This we ask in Jesus' name. It is so. Amen.